Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, just a quick reminder that all the material here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System is my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. This system is built off of decades of research and development. I also pull in my experience having helped thousands of men dress better as a custom clothier. I also pull in my science background, so we've got this whole science of style section. Gentlemen, the Personal Image System is action oriented. It's got an amazing community. It has live training, 100 plus lessons with resource materials, body language, etiquette, manners, buy list. It has video, audio, guys, it scripts out there that you can follow as to how to up your style. I make it simple. Go check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. To learn more about the Personal Image System, simply type it into Google, it'll pop up, or go over to realmenrealstyle.com and I'll have a banner right there for you where you can just click and learn more about the Personal Image System. So today we're talking about how to look more muscular. And let me give you a little bit of a background story. So growing up, I was a skinny guy and I had the nickname Bony Tony. Yes, I had to run around in the shower to get wet. At least that's what, some of the jokes about growing up when you just don't have much on you. And I think a lot of it wasn't, part of it's my biology, who I am, and, my genetics. But the other part is I don't think I really ate a lot of foods that put muscle mass on me. I didn't really lift weights and I got into cross country running. I just found that, hey, I'm a thin guy. I can run for a long time. I've got a natural, maybe I could deal with a little bit of pain there. So it was something that the activities I engaged with, the food I ate, everything affected me so that I was a skinny guy consistently all the way through, I think, most of college. It wasn't really till the Marine Corps I started eating a lot more protein, started going to the gym. I was getting paid to take care of my body and I loved it. And I really, thinking back, one of the reasons I joined the Marine Corps was I wanted to boost my confidence. I thought that would be the most, and people that know me, they were surprised when I joined the Marine Corps out of college. It wasn't something I was on the medical school track. It's just something that seemed really out of the ordinary for me. But I did it because I wanted to boost my confidence because I didn't want to view myself anymore as this skinny kid that anyone could kick around and beat up. And I know some guys will do that. They'll go lift weights or maybe they'll pick up a form of martial arts. But I figured that joining the Fierce Fighting Force, which is the United States Marine Corps, would change my mindset. And it did. But one thing that it didn't really arm me with was, in a sense, the knowledge of how to actually build up and improve my body. And I highly advise if that's what you're looking for, and if you're not looking for the clothing tips, but you're looking for, hey, well, how do I actually transform my body? Guys, go check out Abel James over at Fat Burning Man. Check out Tom Venuto, his Burn the Fat. Ryan Masters over at Sparta Strength. These guys right here, there's Mark over at Built Lean. I can tell you, these guys all have great programs. Find one that resonates with you. Then realize your diet is incredibly important. You want to eat the foods which are going to allow you to build the muscle. And then it's about actually going in resistance training. That's kind of beyond this podcast, but I did want to get you thinking about that. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about 5 tips to look more muscular using clothing. Because growing up as Bony Tony, as this skinny guy, I realized, I need to be able to, I had to dress the body I had. And one thing that was interesting in the Marine Corps is whenever I put on my Marine Corps uniform, my dress blues, I found that looking in the mirror, I didn't look very skinny, especially, it took me a while to actually build up a bit of bulk and a little bit of muscle. But even when I was a 22-year-old first, brand new second lieutenant wearing that uniform, looking at myself in the mirror, I was like, wow, this actually gives me a great silhouette, a very lean cut. It just, I have to admit it, I looked pretty darn good. And it wasn't my body. It was that uniform wrapped that actually changed the silhouette and the overall look of my body. And that's, I think, the first time I really saw the power of a custom cut suit, aka uniform in my case. But you understand the power that a silhouette can have on the way people perceive you, the way they perceive your strength and, you know, basically your masculinity, especially from a distance and especially if they don't know you very well and haven't seen under your clothes there. So what are the five tips? Number one, gentlemen, learn to love the long sleeve shirt, whether it be a button down, whether it be a dress shirt, whether it be a Henley, long sleeve polo, long sleeve t-shirt. The idea here is to cover up those skinny arms. And that's something that oftentimes if you're wearing something that's too close to your body, that's really high up cut on the, you know, it's a short sleeve shirt, it's just gonna show to the world that you have very thin arms, especially in proportion to your torso. Now, if you've got a lean cut, let's say you've got more of like kind of the Bruce Lee look where you're muscular, but you're still very thin. You know, I think that that is something you can still pull off a lot of short sleeves. But I do think that by starting to incorporate some long sleeve shirts into your wardrobe, what you do, and I know some of you guys saying, okay, Antonio, I live in a hot weather area. Well, look for fabrics which are breathable, fabrics which are going to be very comfortable. And all you have to do is start to roll up the sleeves. Rolling up those sleeves to the forearm is actually going to give you, I think, a much more attractive look. It's going to make your upper arms look much bigger, more proportional. It's going to give you just a leaner, cleaner silhouette and something that I think. Now, there are keys to this. Make sure that it's not a really loose fitting long sleeve shirt, because I'm assuming that you as a thin guy, maybe, and I know some of you guys out there have a little bit of a stomach and a gut, and this will help as well. But I'm thinking a lot of you guys actually don't have much. So you're just a thin guy. And so make sure that it's also tapered in and around the waist, that you don't get the whole muffin top whenever you're tucking it in. And look for also a strong collar. Another thing nice about a lot of these long sleeve shirts, especially the dress shirts, the button downs, you want to go for a collar that's going to add a little bit of weight to your neck. Your neck in proportion to your head is probably going to be a little bit thinner than a guy that's got more muscle on his body. So make sure you've got that collar, which gives it the illusion that your neck is just a little bit thicker, a little bit heavier. And that right there is, I think, one of the easiest ways to add bulk. You know, just start this one, and it's a shift. And don't get confused with the difference between unfamiliar and uncomfortable. I've talked about this before, but just because you're not used to wearing long sleeve button downs doesn't mean that they're uncomfortable. It just means you're not used to it. It's like going to the gym. The first few times you go to the gym, it feels kind of odd. You don't know where the machines are at. You're not used to being there at that time of day. You just feel out of place. But after a couple weeks, you start to enjoy it. You start to realize, you get into your routine. And you know, after a month, if for some reason you got to skip it, it feels kind of odd. The same thing when you start to dress and you start to wear these long sleeve shirts, you start to realize, hey, you know, there's nothing, I mean, that is, you know, wrong with a long sleeve polo, especially when it fits you great. Long sleeve t-shirts, that's what you reach for. Even when you're going to the gym, you're looking for the long sleeve athletic t-shirt. You just find it's more versatile. You can always roll it up and you just like the way it makes you look. It's just going to be a better look for you, gentlemen. And once you start, give it a shot. Just go out there, maybe find a few, make sure to get them tapered, and look at yourself in the mirror. And I think once you start getting a few compliments, people start saying, wow, did you start working out? And you realize that you haven't. You're going to realize the power of these shirts and how you can start to build your wardrobe around this and really get a lot of, get a lot more compliments. All right. So tip number two to look more muscular in your clothing: blazers, sports coats, and suit jackets. Anyone that's followed me for a while knows that I think jackets in general can do anything. They can cure cancer. No, they can't do that. But I do think that a jacket, sports jackets especially, are one of the most underutilized items in a man's wardrobe. But a lot of people, they're just not used to it. It's not something that they're normally wearing. And there's a wide range of jackets that you can wear out there. There are casual ones. I just had a company, I'll remember them here in a second. But, it's one of those things that when you start to bring it into your wardrobe, and again, you get used to wearing it, you realize how good it can make you look. But why does a jacket Territory Ahead, by the way, is the company. I'm looking at the jackets right here. I'm going to be wearing them in an upcoming video. But I really like it because they've got a nice rugged style. Many guys have never heard about it. But if you buy anything from Territory Ahead, make sure that you buy it. Maybe expect their clothing to be a little bit bigger. So if you, especially for you thinner guys, size down a bit. And if you've got really long arms, it may not work for you. I wear a size small in Territory Ahead, and I'm 5'9", 170 pounds. I know that a lot of you guys that are really skinny, it is something. Normally I wear a size medium, but I find that these guys are definitely made for the larger guy. But at the same time, I find that some of their rugged wear just works. But the point being is, why does a jacket make you look more muscular? Because it builds up the shoulders. Guys, and that's something on long sleeve shirts I probably could have gone into detail about. I could have talked about epaulets and pockets, how those are great things to have on your long sleeve casual shirt because they're going to build up your chest, build up your shoulders. But they don't do it nearly as well as actually wearing a jacket because it's going to build out your shoulder points. It's going to give you a heavier silhouette up on top, and that right there is going to just make you look more muscular. It's going to make you look bigger. Also, it's going to build up the chest area, draw a little bit of attention there, and we get the V shape right there. Look at the front of the jacket. Unless it's a double-breasted jacket, which has a very small V shape, most of you guys are going to be looking at single-breasted jackets. And look at that V shape. That is what you're striving for. That right there is going to give the illusion that you have, that you've got some muscle stacked down there. I know some of you guys, you know, you're working to build it up, but until that day, you know, or if you really want to give that nice V shape, the jacket is a go-to thing. Another nice thing about the jacket is it also accentuates, especially if you've got a little bit leaner cut in the arm, is it accentuates the hands. And the larger your hands are, and this is coming from a guy with relatively small hands, but I can tell you that larger hands are viewed as something attractive. I don't know the whole science behind it, but maybe it was because, you know, going back, you know, 100,000 years, 200,000 years, apparently our great-great ancestors could actually grip on to things better. So large hands were seen as more dominant, stronger, something that women look for. And when you're wearing a jacket, it actually can exaggerate the size of your hands, make them look a little bit bigger than they actually are. Other things is how you want to make sure that the jacket, very similar to the shirt, is going to fit you well around the stomach area because we're going for that whole V shape. You kind of defeat the purpose if you buy a jacket that is square shaped. So for you thinner guys, you're maybe going to want to look at something that's coming out of, that has like an Italian brand. So maybe something coming out of Europe, maybe something coming out of Japan. The reason being is those silhouettes that they make, those brands over there, they're making it for, on average, a little bit of a thinner guy. A lot of American brands, unfortunately, you know, they're building it for to fit more silhouettes. And we've got an obesity problem in this country. And, you know, the brands are just simply adapting to this. They're making clothing that's going to fit more body types. The bad thing for you skinny guys is that you look like you're wearing a tent and you don't, you know, this is, hopefully you've figured this out. If you've listened to any of my other podcasts, fit is king. Gentlemen, don't, you know, make sure that everything fits you properly. Just because, you know, and I know some of you guys are saying, Antonio, well, does that mean that I should, you know, have everything? I mean, is it going to make me look any skinnier? No, not exactly. It's actually going to, again, focused on those long sleeve shirts, on those jackets. They're going to build up the shoulders, build up the chest. And yes, you're not going to look like a bodybuilder, but you are going to look leaner and you're going to look more muscular. Tip number three to look more muscular with clothing is learning to layer. So, by the way, if you want the show notes, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode32. And in those show notes, we're going to, you know, you can do a quick search over at Real Men Real Style. I've got many guides on how to layer. I think my friend Baron over at The Effortless Gen has a great guide as well. I think you could type in The Art of Manliness. They've got a pretty good layering guide. But by layering, by throwing on more layers of clothing, again, assuming that everything fits you correctly from your undershirt to the shirt to the sweater. And when you're looking for sweaters, all of a sudden you're looking for lightweight sweaters made from cashmere or a wool, even from a cotton or a linen, but you're looking for V-necks. You're looking for button-up sweaters such as cardigans, again, made from a lighter weight so that they can be, you can even wear those under a jacket. Now, Should you wear, you know, some sweaters I think are great, especially ones that are going to have a little bit more, they're going to actually give more weight in and around the neck. I find that sweaters that actually have maybe pads on the shoulders, those can make a thinner guy look even better. So, and we'll talk about some of the tricks with you know, those type of things, pads and things with sweaters here in a second. But be looking for that. Look at yourself in the mirror and really ask, okay, if I just wear this sweater by itself with my shirt underneath, with maybe the undershirt, does this actually make me look a little bit bigger? And that takes me to point number four, which is using the horizontal line trick. And if you go look at some of my videos over at Roman Real Style, there's one in which I'm wearing a Celtic knot sweater. And this has a horizontal stripe going across the chest area. And even I think it goes over to the arms. And this just makes my upper body look better. I love this sweater when I wear it because it just really makes me look stacked. And you know, that's pretty nice. I love sweater wear. You know, here in Wisconsin, I can wear sweaters probably about 5 months, 6 months out of the year. Maybe for you guys down in Florida, the way that you'd be able to pull off more sweaters, go for lighter weight and look for something that's going to have a more of a got or of a breathable weave, and maybe something that's made from a linen cotton, so it's not going to retain as much heat. But you can still pull that off. You can still layer. You're just going to have to be really selective about what you're actually pulling in there. And a lot of you guys also work in air conditioned buildings where, you know, it's like 65 degrees in there anyway. So you could actually wear the sweater there and work. You may have to take it off when you go outside and it's, you know, 85, 90. Okay. So the last point I want to talk about, the last tip on how to look more muscular with clothing is to wear size enhancing textiles or fabrics. So flannels, tweeds, corduroys, denim. I've talked about sweaters to an extent, especially those that have a kind of a napped weave. And this is a three-dimensional weave. It basically where it looks like when you can see from a distance of a few feet that it actually has a fuzzy look to it. That right there is going to build you up. And it doesn't have to stop just at sweaters. You can also look at your let's look at trousers. Look at cords. A lot of guys stop wearing cords when, I mean, your mom bought them for you. You loved them as a kid, but you stop wearing them. I think cords, depending on, you know, you can go get them with 7 or 11 whales, and that's the number of lines per inch. But you can go with ones that are actually going to give your legs a little bit more weight. And I think look great, especially again in the fall and the winter, you can pull this stuff off. But you can also go for something that, and I know a lot of people want to stay away from cargo pants, or they want to stay away from something that has maybe pockets on the sides. But if you're a really skinny guy, and again, you don't want to wear something that's really loose, but I do think that you can still pull this off. You can also go for heavier weight fabrics. This applies to all types of jackets, but simply wearing heavier weight shirts, heavier weight trousers, heavier weight jeans. Yes, there are. You can find a heavyweight raw denim out there. This kind of stuff, again, paying attention to fit, not wearing it overly loose, but that structure that is in the fabric is actually going to give you a, I think, much more muscular build. All right, gentlemen, that is it. So if you want more, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode32. I'm going to go over a lot. I'm going to link to a lot of things we talked about here in the show notes. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? Guys, I've got two options for you. First, check out the Personal Image System. I've got a Science of Style section. It's action-oriented. It's got an amazing community, live training, and 100-plus lessons with resource material. Or check out Real Men Real Style. Guys, I've got a free app over there that has some of the world's best infographics built right into it. It's got 1,000-plus free videos and articles. Also, we've got free ebooks, free courses. I've even got a free consultation system where you can enter a little bit of information about yourself, and we spit out a personalized video for you. Guys, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.